Persuasive, written by Ezephrim and read by Eos Rose. Sam is in the law library, deep in the stacks. He's looking up a Nebraska case that was persuasive in a recent Supreme Court decision. It's on West Law, of course, but Sam loves the library for the older cases, the rows and rows of state and federal reporters, the crisp, indelible type on delicately brittle paper, the precedents of a century lined up around him. He finds the 1908 Nebraska edition and leafs through it to the decision he's looking for. Right, there it is. He leans back against the shelves, and a few minutes later he's immersed in the majority opinion.
"This is all on the internet, you know," says Dean's voice, and Sam jumps, then glares.
Few people can sneak up on him. Dean always can.
"I like it better out of books," Sam says. "Well, yeah, which is why you're in the library like the dork you are. You don't watch out, they're gonna lock you in here until tomorrow. It's almost 10.
"No, it's..." Sam looks at his watch and realizes that it's 9:40. The library closes in 20 minutes.
"Oh, it is." "Yeah, like I said."
Dean crosses his arms and looks not particularly patient.
"Why aren't you in the shop?"
The architecture shop has 24-hour access, as well as power tools and a laser cutter, and it's usually easier to pull teeth without anesthetic than to get Dean out of there. A lot of the architecture majors are dismissive about the hands-on projects. Dean, however, approaches them with a frightening amount of glee, and is known for the precision of his work, as well as for some truly bizarre design ideas and a penchant for runes everywhere. Some things stick with you.
Dean looks at Sam as though Sam is particularly stupid. "I left the shop because I finished my mock-up, and now I want a fucking cheeseburger with onions."
"Not if you're sleeping with me," Sam tells him.
"You're going to come with me to the Antlers, and I'm going to have a cheeseburger with onions, and you're going to like it."
The Antlers does, in fact, have antlers on the wall. Sam and Dean exorcised a ghost from the walk-in freezer their first week in Ithaca, and they've been favored customers ever since. Dean holds a hand out expectantly, and Sam takes it and gets to his feet. He pulls Dean toward him, just a little, just enough to send him slightly off balance and let them stumble into each other.
"You meant to do that," Dean mutters.
He doesn't protest when Sam kisses him. It's been a long week for both of them, and with Sam's moot court competition and Dean's building technology project, they haven't seen much of each other. Dean's hands make their way into Sam's hair and onto the small of his back, and Sam presses Dean back against the shelves. Dean's hips are moving against Sam's, not urgently, more like Dean's just enjoying himself, and Sam can't help answering. It's slow and unhurried, and it feels so good to stand here and kiss like this. It feels like it's been so long. A throat clears from the aisle, and Sam hears the librarian announce, "Closing in 15 minutes, as she passes by. Her voice sounds amused.
"Better be careful, Sam," Dean says.
His voice is low, gravelly, and Sam wants to take him home to bed right now.
"You'll get a reputation."
"Do you really need a cheeseburger?" Sam asks. "Or can we go home?"
"I really need a cheeseburger," Dean says.
"I hate you," Sam breathes as Dean's mouth finds the pulse point underneath his jaw.
"I know you do, Sparky. Tell you what, I'll get it without the onions, and then we'll go home."
"I don't have class tomorrow," Sam says. Most of the law students don't, after their first year.
"I know, and I'm sure you'll use that time wisely."
Sam kisses him one last time before they leave the stacks.
"I plan on it." The end.